this is what happens. People get so picky and then they're like, oh, well, my quality of my traffic is bad. I need to get better quality leads. It's like, no, why can't you just make a lot of money off of people that you're saying are quote unqualified? Why can't you qualify them, have them pay you, and then you qualify them for your next level of your offer? You're basically gonna do almost the same amount of work, and now you're gonna sell more. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 624. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are having a fabulous week. I honestly feel like I am in some sort of vortex of just following the signs and putting blinders on to everything but my own creativity and what I'm doing. I want to share something really fast with you guys. So I'm doing a lot of really awesome things. If you want to check them out, I would just go to my Instagram and look at my pin posts because they're there. I have a retreat I'm hosting in Alaska in June. I have an actual in-person free event that I'm hosting May 4th in Austin, Texas to celebrate and announce something huge for our company. So I am putting on myself an entire free event, free experience. It'll have two parts to it. The details are there. And it's just a big undertaking that I'm so excited about. And then we also are hosting our free Ultimate Facebook Ads Challenge starting on April 15th, so next week. If you do want to register for that, you can go to hirschmarketing.com/challenge. That's where in 4 days, I take you from right where you are, maybe never running ads, to actually launching visibility ads on day two and then getting traffic from ideal customers. It is our most popular virtual free experience that we do. And I have all these things going on. So a lot of people are like, how are you doing all this? Not to mention I have other personal things happening. And I went back on social media. I downloaded Instagram because with my retreat and these things happening, I wanted to be a little bit more available and also chatting with some people in the DMs. So I intentionally chose to download Instagram and I noticed something super fascinating. So I, at first, like all I did was just get on message or post a story, get off. And I put it like in the folder in my phone, and I still don't remember that it's there because I was off Instagram for so long. But I found myself scrolling for like 1 or 2 minutes and just watching some people's content, like people I follow, people I love. And I noticed something really fascinating, which was my mind went to going, oh, they're doing better than you. Or, oh, like this XYZ thing is happening and you weren't invited because you're not in the circle. And I was like, what the heck is happening? Like, I haven't had those thoughts because I've been off Instagram. But I didn't realize how intense that can be because I've been off for so long. When I come back, it's like so loud. And I was like, oh no, like I'm blinders on. Like, I don't care what other people are doing because I don't want the influence of what other people are doing to influence what I'm doing. Because look at the ideas that I've created while being off social media. Like, this in-person event is iconic. It is so cool. It is so unique. It is so me. And it's also never been done before. I don't think I would have created that idea had I had the influence from so many different things and noise on social media. And when I took my 30 days off, that was one of the benefits of it. That was one of the inspirations behind it, was I wanted to know what would happen to my creativity if I shut off all the noise. And I can tell you, it is very obvious the impact that social media can have. I think eventually I'm going to do a podcast on how I'm navigating that now, because I'm still kind of figuring it out. Like, how can I be on social media and responding to DMs and posting stories sometimes? Because I want to do that while not playing the game. And so I think I'm going to do a separate podcast on it. A friend said to me, the other week when I was at a retreat, she said, you have to be in the game, but you have to play the game without being in the game. And I was like, ooh, that's good. Like, how do you play the game of social media without being in the game of numbing social media? So Anyways, all those things are happening. If you do want to register for our challenge, it is free. It's the Ultimate Facebook Ads Challenge. I go live every day. There's 4 days I go live. We have a whole community group for people going through the challenge. My ads managers go in there and support. It's just a really good experience, super valuable. It not only helps you get ads live, but it also breaks down my three-part Facebook ad system. It's really good. So hirschmarketing.com/challenge, you will actually have ads live on day two. And then you'll have 2 days of getting data and attracting 1,000 or more of your ideal customers. Today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk about this simple thing that I see happen all the time and see business owners lose money doing this. And it's almost like it became like a trend in the online space to do this. And I was just working with someone who coaches with me, and I had given her a strategy to not do this like 4 months ago, and she was against it. She was just like, nope, like I'm focused. This is what I want to do. Like I didn't align with it. That's fine. And then 4 months went by and she came back and she's like, all right, like what do you think about this? And I'm like, I'm so glad that you got here because I knew this was the right thing for your business in my gut, but it's like you can't force people to see things sometimes. And so it was just a cool thing and to see kind of the transition of that. And I think this is a mistake that a lot of people make without even realizing that they're doing it, because there are people in the industry that kind of preach this. So that mistake is choosing to narrow your ideal customer down to somebody who's only making like seven figures, making a ton of money. So having one offer that only serves seven-figure business owners. Now, if you're like, wait, that's my offer, just hear me out for a second. So here's the thing. If you only have one offer that targets business owners making, let's even say high six, seven figures, or you have one offer that, let's say you're in a different industry that's like, it's only for elite athletes, right? Or it's only for this small, like 1% of a group of people, right? Because if you get 100 entrepreneurs together, just statistically, like if you were to pull a group of 100 entrepreneurs, I understand like some communities are going to have more of others because of the connections. But if you were to pull a group of 100 entrepreneurs and business owners, only like one or two would be seven-figure business owners just based on statistics. So when you go to market, automatically like 95% plus of the people that you're going to reach are not going to be where you want them to be. And you probably still could be profitable doing this, because if you sell to those high ticket business owners, then you can charge more, right? And so it works for some people. But I think you are losing money not creating a passive offer that you can sell to people who aren't quite at where you want them to be. And you can create ideal customers for that next level. So this will be relevant to a lot of you, and some of you it might be just a great reminder, because I see people go on this journey where they might start out serving a broader group. Then they realize, oh, the higher level people are more fun to work with, which it's true. Like seven-figure business owners are typically more mature. They understand things differently. They're usually actually easier to work with than beginning business owners. Now, same thing if we use like athletes, okay? You're targeting everybody who wants to be healthy in the beginning and you're a health coach. Then you realize, oh, the athletes are really fun. Like I'd rather work with people who are competing in events. And so then people go on this journey and they're like, well, I'd rather serve these cool people because they're easier to serve. And that's valid. But then you cut everybody else off and you're like, okay, I'm changing my ideal customer. You have to be here in order to work with me. And I've seen this play out so many times. Now here's the problem. You still are going to have 95% of people in your audience when you run ads, when you go put yourself in front of any group. Like I don't even care if it's just paid ads. If you go speak in a room, if you go in front of somebody else's audience, if you run paid ads, organic social media, it is all going to really have only 5% or less now be your ideal customer, which could be fine if your offer is high ticket enough and you still could be profitable. But why not serve those other 95% of people? Why not create an offer that is easy for you to deliver? It's as hands-off but still valuable as you can create it as a business owner. And it creates those people into ideal customers of your core offer. Because the reality is you're still going to reach those people. Like, you still are going to have 95% of any audience equal those people. So now you go do the work, you run Facebook ads, you get in front of different audiences, you build your organic social media, and you're doing all this work, and you can only capitalize off of 5% of those people. But how about if you do all this work and you get in front of these audiences, you can capitalize off of 80% of them, right? And you have a place to put people. I think the ultimate goal for every business, ultimate goal, like, this doesn't happen overnight. This is something I've been working towards for the last year, but is having a spot like, okay, you are here in your business or in your health journey or whatever your ideal customer's kind of path is. You're here. So here's the problem that you have right now, and here's how I can solve it. And now once I solve that problem, you now are here and you have this next problem or this next need, and I can solve it here, right? And that's the traditional value ladder. I think a value ladder has gotten very watered down and misunderstood as it's about the business owner. Like, people now look at value ladders of like, well, let me just create enough products that are like these price points, and then maybe it will be successful. No, a good value ladder is about the ideal customer. I mean, any good offer is, but a good value ladder takes somebody from the very beginning of wherever your ideal customer might be. Like, for me, it's like just starting your business all the way up to multiple 7 and 8 figures and has a way to serve them, right? It's about the ideal customer. It's about helping them get from one step to the next step to the next step with your offers. So if you have narrowed down your ideal customer, which there's a lot out there of like, narrow down your niche, right? I get it. Like, it is good to be able to speak to a specific group of people. But if you get so picky, this is what happens. People get so picky and then they're like, oh, well, my quality of my traffic is bad. Like, I need to get better quality leads. It's like, no, why can't you just make a lot of money off of people that you're saying are, quote, unqualified? Why can't you qualify them, have them pay you, and then you qualify them for your next level of your offer, right? And you're basically going to do almost the same amount of work, and now you're going to sell more. So for me, this is what I did, was I didn't have an offer that would have worked for somebody who is just starting out in their business. So I created recently Emerge, which is meant for somebody who hasn't sold and validated their offer yet. So now I can take someone from selling and validating their offer to now building a funnel and getting ads running to that. And then they move up as they move up in my offers and they get results in my offers, they move up to the next offer. So I am creating my own ideal customers. This is extremely valuable. Somebody taught me this a long time ago, that everything we do, whether it be a lower priced offer or a free lead gen or a webinar, like, can we take the information in that and actually create an ideal customer? Instead of saying, oh, I have to go find this perfect customer, what if I could create them between my content and my offers? So if you have a core offer right now, and now I do hesitate here because for some of you, if you have a core offer right now, your focus should be on selling that core offer. But once you start consistently selling that offer and you have a strategy that sells that offer, then can you ask yourself, okay, if I go a step below, or maybe a step above, is there an offer that I can create that solves that person's problem, right? If we were to use, let's use health coaching as an example. So you might want to work with elite athletes, or let's just say athletes who compete, who are really serious about a sport and like that's what you want your highest level to be. And you've narrowed it down and now you're like, I only want to take you if you're here. Well, what if someone's working on becoming an elite athlete? What if they want to compete, but they haven't started yet? Or what if they want to really take something seriously? Could you create something that's a little bit less than that higher ticket to then create them into successful elite athletes? I mean, that's just an example. This is true for every, this is true for almost every business, right? Is we want to create the awareness and the confidence and the clarity in everything we do before our offer we're trying to bring them, even if that is a smaller priced offer. So this business that I was helping, she shifted her ideal customer. It's a done for you service. And she shifted her ideal customer to multiple six figures and seven figure entrepreneurs, because that's what her team felt the best working with. She wanted to do that. And that's totally cool. I get it, right? But no matter what she does, runs ads, gets in front of other people's audiences, organic social media, 95% of the audience is not going to be the multiple six and seven figure business owner. So what I originally encouraged her to do was, could you create a fully digital offer with maybe a little bit of easy to implement live support? And could you sell that to all the people who are not quite multiple six and seven figure business owners to make cash out of money you're already spending on the audience and on the marketing, and then create them into ideal customers? And we even got specific with this one, because there was one part of it she said, well, I could create ideal customers if I can solve this problem for them, but that's not a problem I want to solve with my offers. And I said, okay, well, if you were to partner with another business and then affiliate for them, now you're also creating ideal customers and making money off it, right? So a while back in a podcast, I talked about how right now in the economy, you need to get the most out of your efforts. This is an example of that. If you're going to put the effort into your marketing, which everybody here should, if you're going to attract people to your business, then while balancing staying focused, we also want to make sure we get the most out of our efforts. We're able to support and serve the most amount of this audience, right? If we limit ourselves to the 1% of any audience we put ourselves in front of, I think you're just straight up throwing money away, because you're still going to do the initiatives and the projects and the things that you need to do to attract the audience, and then you're only able to serve 1% of them, right? You will automatically be just wasting money. That's my opinion. And I think there's a trend out there of people being like high ticket, like sell the highest price thing and only, you know, get really strict with your ideal customer and narrow it down. But I think not having a plan for what about the rest of the people is a mistake, and not looking at your value ladder and really your entire marketing experience and saying, how can I serve my audience and create them into an ideal customer for the next thing I want them to do? Even when I have a free webinar, I know that my job on that free webinar is to give them the clarity and the confidence in my marketing strategies that now they're an ideal customer. If they weren't convinced that they needed to invest in marketing and that they needed to run Facebook ads for their business, now they are, because they see that this is so important. They see that this is the answer to their dream outcome. And I created that even in a free webinar, right? So I would say my invitation today is to pause and kind of take inventory. Like, look at your free offers, look at your funnel, look at your customer journey, look at your offers themselves, look at who you want your ideal customer to be. And ask yourself if you've catered that to them and supporting them to get from where they are to the next level. There's levels in every ideal customer, right? There's levels where they are at. And the more clear you can get on those levels, the more clear you can get around the frustrations and the problems and the desires that they have in those levels and how you can support them. Then you ultimately create this ecosystem or somebody who is, like for me, a business owner comes in and I can help you, right? Like I will put you in the right place to be able to help you because I'm intimately familiar with exactly what problems you have based on what phase and stage you're at. And this takes time to build out, but it should be the ultimate goal versus getting more narrow and more limited and more strict with who you can serve. You do have to balance that with being focused, but it's definitely possible. All right, everybody. I hope you guys found this helpful, and I will talk to you all on Thursday. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.